there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. My passenger this week is a knockout. No, literally, he's a knockout. He stings like a butterfly and floats like a bee. He's UFC heavyweight champion. Tray tables up, window blinds down. It's Tom Aspinall. This is the final boarding call for Tom Aspinall. This is the final boarding call for Tom Aspinall. Final boarding call for Tom Aspinall. Did you find your boarding call? Tom Aspinall. Thank you. Look who we've got on board, Tom Aspinall. How you doing, Tom?
Yeah, I'm doing very well, thanks.
You're going to have to put that in the hold, that massive, because you know we're on a plane. Look at that belt.
It's very nice. I like it. I can't stop looking at it myself. I like it a lot.
Oh, and is it made of real gold?
Well, this one's a replica. Oh. This one isn't.
Why didn't you bring it around?
I'm I didn't know I had to. You never know. You never know, but the replica's still nice. But I believe the real one is. I don't know.
Oh, that's amazing. Would you wear that out on a night out? Because
no.
It's quite a big belt.
No, I've never wore it, actually. They put it on you, you know, when you win. But yeah. I've never wore it since. I don't just wear it like around the house and that, no. I've never wore it since.
And then who did you beat to win that then?
I beat a Russian guy, Sergei Pavlovich.
Yeah.
Who was 16-1. That was his record, with 15 knockouts. And
wow.
I knocked him out. So we're doing all right.
God.
We're doing good. Big scary guy he was.
How does it make you feel when you knock someone out? Because I've never knocked. Because you see, you're a fighter. You know what I am? I'm a biter.
Oh, you are? Right.
I bite, okay. I gouge, I go for the eyes,
yeah.
I pull hair.
I don't do any of that. I just do sport. I just do the sport of fighting.
Okay. Would you ever bite if you were desperate?
What, in the fight?
Yeah.
Well, you got a gum shield in, so it's not as effective, I don't think.
Maybe I should wear a gum shield. Stop me. Can you imagine getting a gum shield to get over these fucking teeth?
Yeah, you'd be struggling.
It'd be massive.
You'd be struggling.
I'd have to have a bit of tarpaulin or something. So listen, I don't know anything about mixed martial arts.
Okay.
You've really messed up the algorithms on my laptop, you know.
Yep.
They're like, Alan, has this laptop been stolen? Because I'm putting in martial arts, jiu-jitsu. What's the difference between jiu-jitsu and Brazilian jiu-jitsu?
Well, jiu-jitsu, like Japanese jiu-jitsu, is that's like a more of a form of self-defense. Well, I guess Brazilian jiu-jitsu is mainly done on the ground. Like grappling with one another.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas Japanese...
I like the idea.
I think you'd enjoy it. You'd definitely enjoy it. I think you'd enjoy yourself. It's just they're just different, slightly different types of martial arts, that's all.
I'm going to put that on my card. Alan Carr, TV personality, comedian, grappling.
My dad is a grappling instructor. He's a lifelong grappling instructor, so you're welcome down if you want to roll with some men.
I'd love that. Yeah, I'm in the wrong job. I want to grapple.
Yep. Ask my dad about it after. He'll love to have that chat with you, I'm sure.
So listen, this is a travel podcast. Okay. You were born in Salford.
I was.
You know, I lived in Stretford for a while.
No, I didn't know that.
I lived in Stretford.
Did you
there
really?
Was a mural of me underneath the underpass, but someone pulled it down.
What?
Near like Stretford Arndale.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. Oh, amazing.
Yeah, I'm famous in Stretford.
Okay, I didn't know. Didn't know.
So where did you go on holiday as a kid?
Where did I go on holiday? I've been just the standard kind of English places that people go.
Greece. Do you ever go to Blackpool?
I've been to Blackpool plenty of times.
I love Blackpool.
I hate Blackpool. It's on its ass recently. Have you been... when was the last time you were there?
I turned the lights on.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I turned them on, then turned them off again when I saw. No,
it's on its ass. Mike's gone. Sorry, it's awful recently. Blackpool, it's terrible.
Oh no!
Yeah, I've been to Blackpool plenty of times.
You always leave with a smile on your face and syphilis. No, I'm joking.
Quite disgusting. I won't be surprised.
So where did you go on holiday then?
Oh, I've been to Spain, Portugal, Turkey. Turkey's slightly on its ass as well these days, I believe. But I've not been for a long time. Greece, all them kind of places,
yeah. Oh, and do you like that then? I mean, I bet you're the one that you always see going to the gym, even though you're
no, not.
Oh, come on. No. I bet you're there. I bet you're not having a fry up watching.
Of course I when I'm on holiday, I'm on holiday. I'm chilling. I'm chilling out, exactly. I'm definitely not going to the gym.
Wow.
Why would I go to the gym enough at home? I don't want to go when I'm on holiday.
Oh, okay. I'd like to hear that because I hate those people.
Yeah, I hate those
people.
You're
hungover, you're sitting there, you're eating your fry up, you see two people in lycra running by you. I hope you trip.
Yeah,
I hope you pull a muscle.
Exactly. my job is to train. That's my job. I'm in the gym all the time. I don't want to do it when I'm on holiday. I want to sit there, have a fry up, drink a mojito, and do all the rest of it. It's like anybody else.
Oh,
yeah, doing all that.
I like that. So listen, have you ever had any holiday romances? Is there someone looking out at the horizon in Greece or Turkey or Blackpool maybe?
Maybe when I was... No, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Not as an
You've never had a holiday romance?
Yeah, maybe when I was younger, yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. I know, no, when you're younger, that's what I meant.
Yeah,
I think
I met a couple of girls and that, yeah, when I was younger, but...
Did you ever go on those lads' holiday, like Ayia Napa and all that?
I've been to a couple, but not... No, not really, though, because I was always... I sound extremely boring now, but I was always training. Yeah, my goal was always to do that, so I've not been on too many, lads' holidays or anything. I've been on a couple, but not loads.
Isn't it funny that I've probably gone on more lads' holidays?
You probably have. You probably have, to be honest.
And what, because with this mixed martial arts, it's boxing, wrestling... Taekwondo, judo, karate, and it is actually, it's very highly skilled and tactical, isn't it? Mentally, how do you have to get yourself in this state? Do you meditate and stuff like that?
No, I don't do much meditation, to be honest. I have done it, but...
I mentioned all those words.
It's it's very... fighting someone in front of millions of people, it's not a normal thing to do.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm going to wake up this morning and go for a scrap with someone in Madison Square Garden. So it does takes a lot out of you mentally. And I think watching that on the TV, you think, oh, just two fellas having a fight here, like outside the bar on a Friday night. But it's nothing like that.
No, it's more.
There's a lot goes into it mentally and physically. It takes years of preparation. There's so much to it. Like you say, if you're bad at any of the things that you just listed, you're going to get exposed. And the gloves are so small, my division, the guys are so big, it's just anything can happen. And I love it, though. Obviously, I absolutely love it.
I mean, that must be amazing, winning at Madison Square Garden.
Yes.
Tell us about that. What was it like when you saw that? How do you even get your mind together to perform there? Because it is a performance, isn't it?
Yep.
It's not just having a fight. It's highly skilled. So tell us, what did you shoot yourself?
Nearly, a couple of times. I mean, the guy I was fighting was very
not
scary.
Literally.
Also, well, I literally nearly did. I often have a few nervous poos in that before.
Oh, I'm the same.
Yeah, you've got to. But yeah, the guy, I actually took the fight on 2 weeks' notice, which for anyone who doesn't know, that is not enough time to prepare for a fight, really. But it was a massive opportunity, obviously, fighting for the heavyweight title, so I didn't feel like I could turn it down. And then I didn't have a visa, so... I only found out that I was going to New York literally 2 days before I went because I didn't have a valid visa. I also trained for like 2 days and then pulled my back, so I couldn't really train at all. It was just an absolute nightmare, but we still managed to pull it out of the bag.
You
luckily.
Still won.
We still won in a bad circumstance, but...
Did you like New York? You're not going to say, oh, that was on its arse as well, are you?
I actually didn't like it that much.
Why are you on a travel podcast? You hate
I didn't know it was a travel podcast. I had no idea it was a travel podcast. No, it...
So what? So you didn't like New York?
No, I liked it, but...
What Salford got that New York hasn't?
Well, not a lot. Not a lot, to be honest. But, yeah, it was all right. It's just a bit busy, isn't it? Just a lot of people. A lot of people, like, to be there for over a week.
Yeah.
But I was there to do a job. I was there to fight. Yeah. So it's not like I could explore and enjoy myself. Do you know what I mean? I was having a couple of walks around and whatnot. But I was there to fight this big, scary Russian guy and leave with the title, which is what I did. So I wasn't looking to have the time of my life or anything. So maybe if I would have gone and explored a little bit, I would have enjoyed it more.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe if me and you had gone and had a lads, we loved New York.
I was dying to get in a few bars and that and explore, but... There was a big job on.
Next time we'll go together.
Yeah, there was a big job on. We'll go together.
Pussy Patrol.
Yeah. I'm married. I'm married, so I'm going to...
So am
I'll
I.
Stick with that.
My wife knows I have... my wife knows I go away for weekends. She doesn't tell the kids.
Round one. Duty free.
So tell us somewhere you've absolutely loved going on holiday. Please, there's got to be somewhere you've gone.
No, there's a good few places I love. I've travelled a fair bit, to be honest, at this point, I think.
But it's funny with you, and you're going somewhere and you know you've got to concentrate, you've got to fight. And I know we're not similar at all, but I've just recently come back from America doing a stand-up tour.
Yeah.
And you're getting the visa's a ball, eh?
It is
you've
a ball,
got to go there.
Yeah.
And I'm not moaning, it's wonderful that you can get to do these things. But when you're sitting on that plane... It's not like going on holiday.
Absolutely
you're not ordering a gin and tonic. You say, no, because I need to rest my voice. I need to sort out these gags. It's different. It's not travel, is it?
Yeah, definitely.
It's work.
I've been to a few places that I like to go with fighting. Like, I'm still fighting, but it's like, I went to Abu Dhabi a couple of times. I really love Abu Dhabi, like, over that area, the Middle East and stuff. It's just, the holiday bits, like Abu Dhabi, Dubai and stuff, absolutely incredible. I absolutely love that. Love Vegas as well. Absolutely love Vegas.
Oh,
Fought there a couple of times. Brilliant.
Where
Absolutely
would you like
brilliant.
To fight? Where in the world would you like to fight next? Madison Square Garden, that's pretty big.
It's pretty,
it
doesn't get bigger than that.
It doesn't get bigger than that.
See, I thought the number one place I wanted to fight was the O2 Arena. Like, as a UK guy, I wanted to fight there. I fought there three times. I've main evented there three times. I've sold it out three times. I'm not blowing my own trumpet, but that's the facts of it.
Oh, my God. Wow.
The second place I wanted to fight after that was Madison Square Garden. It's such a prestigious arena, especially for combat sports. And now I fought there. I think I would love to fight in Manchester, you know, of all places. I know I'm from Manchester, but
no,
I think
cool.
that I would love to bring the UFC back to Manchester. That's what I'd absolutely love to do.
What venue was big enough for there?
Well, they've got Old Trafford, obviously.
Old Trafford,
but
of course.
They have no roof on it, so they can't do an event there. So that's
a thing. Oh, shit.
I know they're building this new arena now next to City's ground, which is going to be 24,000, I believe. So we could do that. That'd be amazing.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Now, I looked up this John Jones bloke, and you want to fight him, don't you?
I do, I do.
And I mentioned to my friend, Bogdan, who loves martial art, and he went, he's a monster.
He is.
Is he as tall as you?
Yeah, similar height to me, yeah. Yeah. The greatest of all time, they call
him. And have you, was it shit talk? Talk shit?
I've not talked shit about him.
What is it? Is it shit talk?
Yeah, we can say shit talk, yeah. Well, yeah.
What do you say? Hey, pussy!
No, none of that. No, I'm a respectful guy. I don't do any of that.
Don't you do any of that?
No.
Yeah.
No, none of that. No,
hey,
respectful.
Needle dick.
I bet
that's what I
no,
would do.
No, I don't do any of that. None of that. But yeah, I'm just trying to get a fight with him. I'm trying to get a fight with him. They say that he's the best of all time, and I want that on my resume.
Yeah.
I want to test myself. That's all.
Yeah, bring him to Salford. Twat him.
No, I'm definitely going to twat him, but. hopefully, anyway, you just never know. You never know.
And how would it work? So you'd say to John, has he got an agent, John? I'm sure he's got a manager.
Does.
And you say, look, you, come on then.
That's what we're trying to do.
That'd be amazing,
that's what we're trying to do
it?
Right now. He's injured at the moment. He is injured. Oh. See, he was supposed to fight when I fought. That's why he didn't fight and I stepped in. That's the way it worked. He injured himself. So, yeah, that's the fight I want to get. I want to test myself. Ultimately, that's what I'm in the sport
because he's the number one, isn't he?
He's the number one. Well, actually, I'm the number one in the rankings right now.
Yay!
But I'm just doing a bit of dick measuring there, aren't I, with him? But he is the number one, like, pound for pound of all time, people are saying. So I want that. Like, I want to be what he's got. I want what he's got, that's all.
Yeah.
It's nothing personal or nothing like that. I just want to test myself.
Wow. And he can do all these as well?
Everyone can do all them. Everyone can do all them. If you're in the UFC, you're some of the best in the world, so everyone can do all that stuff.
I've got my list. No, I do my research. I know people don't think I do my research. I'm doing all right, and do I sound like...
You sound like... Yeah.
Do I sound like a commentator?
I think you could be an analyst. Hey, you're talking about an analyst. You're talking to me. I've got an analyst job these days.
What?
Working on the desk, talking about fighting. That's.
And you do that as well?
I do a bit of that on the side. I'm busy enough with the fighting, but...
Yeah, I bet.
When I retire, I'll get into that a little bit more, I think.
And tell us about your mate, Tyson Fury. He helped you out. He sounds like an angel.
Oh, he's a lovely fella, yeah. Oh, lovely guy, yeah. I know all his family are great. Tyson's got 5 brothers. I know all his brothers. I know his dad. I know his cousins, his uncles and everything. Great people. Really, really nice people.
Nice
like him a lot.
You out.
Really, really nice fella. Yeah.
So listen, what pisses you off when you're on holiday? I mean, is it a smelly room? Is it bad service? Do you get angry? I mean, people are going to make... If you turn up at the hotel desk, they ain't going to say, yeah, they're going to get shit done.
Oh, you never know. Some people play the opposite, you see. They want to do a bit of testing me.
Ooh.
No, they do. That happens a lot, you know, as a big guy, especially with my cauliflower ears and stuff.
Oh, let's have a look. I've never seen. Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, they're a telltale sign of an MMA fight, usually.
Because I thought your face doesn't look...
I'm doing all right. I broke my nose 4 times, though. But it's still doing all right. Doing all right. But, yeah, I think I hate bad service, you know. You know, like, I can't stand it. If someone's miserable... And they're serving you, and they don't look happy to be there. I can't be doing with that. That's one of my pet hates. I can't stand it.
And you know what? Because when I went abroad, like I said, I was in Canada, and I mean, the customer service over there is spot on. And
you
get a smile. No one's itching the tit. No one's like, you know, being rude. But I want to say that I think Canadians are too chatty because I was eating a falafel wrap, and it was quite big. And she went, are you going to put that all in your mouth? And I went, yeah. And she went, wow, that's big. You must be hungry. And I was like, and I thought, and she'd be really sweet. But I thought, in England, you say that to a fat person eating a thing, you're going to be picking your teeth off the floor. Do you know what I mean? You're going to put that all in your mouth. But they are, I prefer it over there. So what? So bad service. So you get some cold food and you go, come on, love.
Yeah. And No, not even like that, you know. I don't mind that. Like, if they do that, sometimes it makes...
It's just if they're miserable.
Rude people. Yeah, miserable. You're trying to order, they're not using the manners and all that shit. I don't like that. I like to... You should be professional, I think.
Yeah.
But what about Canada? Are they working on tips or like the Americans or not?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know what... I went to a coffee shop. I ordered a tea. She gave me a pot of hot water, a tea bag on the side, and pointed me to the stirrer and the milk, and then wanted a 20% tip. Yeah, I said, all you've done is that. You put the kettle on.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel mean, but you know, come on.
I know exactly. It's the same in, we had a Starbucks like downstairs from our hotel, and they kept wanting a tip. And I thought, you're just working your job. But I think a lot of the time they... Like, work off tips, don't they? They don't get an hourly rate, do they?
I
like
know, either. They so need the tip. I mean,
I'm still giving them, I feel bad, yeah.
Oh, you
I do
are
feel
good.
Bad. Thank you.
In the left corner, we have the red tube of Pringles. In the right corner, we have a green tube of Pringles. Who will win? You decide. That's £1.20, please.
What are you like when you do go abroad? Do you try... street food? Will you put like, you know, will you go like proper bush tucker trial, or do you like
I like trying food? the local stuff. Yeah, I like trying to.
What's the weirdest thing you've had in your mouth?
Oof. Do you know in Eastern Europe they eat like raw steak, like like they just eat it raw. Ooh. With raw eggs on top. That's
because of protein.
That's some rough. That's not for me. That, like, they'll just have a raw steak with a raw egg on top.
Oh, don't.
And like gherkins and that. I tried that and it's disgusting. I tried that. That was probably
the
most vile thing.
What is that called?
I don't know, but it's disgusting. I tried that in Slovakia. That's absolutely horrendous. People just sitting around eating raw steak and raw eggs.
Oh, and of course, is it true? Do you have to have like protein? Is that how you get that shape? Do you have loads of eggs in the morning? Because you know what I have?
No, I don't do like Rocky style where he's drinking it.
Yeah,
you know, times have changed since then. You can actually buy protein shakes these days. I don't see why anyone would want to do the raw egg thing. But yeah, I just have a couple of protein shakes a day and that. Yeah, I try and keep my diet all right.
Because I have Cocoa Pops.
I do.
Oh,
you're all right. You can throw that in every now and again, yeah.
And also, Mendy, can we talk about SEX? Do you have to stop? Because I've heard that you have to not have sex before. Because I'm like that with this podcast.
Oh, you don't have sex before the podcast?
Have sex sometimes during the podcast, but never before.
Are you? Did you take... Oh, you, all right.
I'm joking. You don't have to answer that.
No, I just do sex as normal.
That's good.
I just do it as normal.
Yeah.
I don't see why you would refrain from it.
I don't understand.
I think that's all a myth, personally. Like, for me, fight week, I just like to try and keep it as normal as possible.
Yes, don't freak yourself
out. Yeah, because otherwise, you start going into this weird headspace and stuff. And saying that, on fight week, my wife's not there, so I'm not having sex with anyone apart from if I want to do it with my hand. And you know, it's getting a bit boring at this point. I've done that enough. So, no sex fight week, really, just because there's no one.
Of course.
There's no one there to do it with.
Thank you for explaining that. Have you ever been on holiday with a famous person or seen a famous person? We've had people have been on holiday and Beyonce's been in the hotel. Jeremy Kyle was on a flight.
Oh, really? I've not, to be honest. I've not, I don't think.
You ever gone on holiday with Tyson Fury?
Nope.
He's famous.
Nope, I've not. I usually just go with the family. And, I've not seen any famous people, to be honest, on holiday.
Oh,
I don't think so.
Oh, that's a shame. What if that's a good thing, meeting people on holiday? Where do you want to be in, like, 100 years? Where is your place that you've travelled to and you've gone, oh, I feel like I'm home?
In 100 years?
Yeah, you're 100 years old.
Oh, I'm 100 years old.
You're older. Where do you want to be in the world?
I like quiet places, you know, that are not that busy.
Yeah.
I think, been to Portugal. I like Portugal a lot.
Yeah.
Like, it seems a lot more chilled. Like, there's not a lot of commotion in the bits of Portugal that I've been to. It's just chilled out, like beach lifestyle.
Yeah.
I like that. When I've retired from my job, which obviously involves a lot of travelling, a lot of madness and fighting and attention and stuff, I want to just live quieter and more relaxed. Yeah. So I'd like to live somewhere a bit more beachy than...
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With Capella University's FlexPath format, you can set your own deadlines, learn at your pace, and access most coursework from anywhere at any time. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Would you say with your job then, that because it is quite funny, do you cherish those moments when a fight is over? Do you just like relax then? Do you just get away? Is that what you do then? You just get away from it all and just have a bit of me time with your family?
Yeah, that's what I try and do. Like I'm aware that like, especially as I'm getting a bit bigger now, it's just madness. Just after the fight, it's just crazy. And I'm not, my lifestyle is quite boring, to be honest. Like, that's the way that I've been. I think that a lot of my success comes from, like, routine. It's just
boringness.
Yeah,
and discipline.
Yeah, exactly. My life's just like training, go home, train again, sleep. It's super boring. But I like it. I like it like that.
No, I don't think that is boring, is it really?
I mean I've got to do it. That's the way I'm successful, by living like that. So after I fought and stuff, like when I flew home this time, I just turned my phone off and I just wanted to have a day just like being at home before I even leave the house.
Yeah, of course.
Like I took my kids to school and that was it. The school run was mad enough on its own. And then I just wanted to
wanted to
chill for a day.
Oh, is that? And is there anywhere that you want to go that you've been, haven't been yet?
I'd like to go to Australia, but it's so far, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so far, and I'm a big guy stuck on that plane for like 30 hours or whatever it is.
How do you travel when you're that tall?
Well, I'm struggling.
You ever get the leg? I mean, what you like when you're on like a Ryanair or something?
I struggle.
Like that?
I struggle big time. Yeah, but usually the Ryanair flights, they're short, aren't they? They're not too long.
You are going to struggle in, because that's 24 hours. And I went to Australia last year. That is so.
Did you? I bet you had the bed and stuff though, didn't you? You must have had the.
I did have the bed. Yeah. I'm a national treasure. I have to lay down.
Absolutely. Well, to New York, we had the lying down thing, and it's much better. But still, it's still a long time.
The lying down thing. It's called a bed.
Yeah, bed. It's not an actual bed, though, is it? It's not. Do you get an actual bed?
Listen, okay. I do like a bed on a plane, if that means I've lost touch with reality.
I think you have.
Fuck you. Outside now. Let's have a fight.
I don't want to.
Hello, sir. I'm afraid you're so massive, we're going to have to put your head into the overhead locker. Sorry for any inconvenience.
I can only do four of these things. Boxing, wrestling. You're black belt, aren't you?
In jiu-jitsu, yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
It takes some work.
Now, is there a point in your body that you press and you can just die? Or was that a myth that went around school?
What do you mean? To what? Press?
You can kill someone with one finger.
I think that's
finger.
A lot of shite, yeah. You can't
did you? That went round the playground. You could kill someone with one finger.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's a bit of your body you touch.
I don't know it.
Don't touch me.
Let me know if you know it, but I'm not aware of it.
Now, around the school, it was like there's a bit on your body. Yeah. I think it's round here by your chest. You press it and you instantly die. I think that was a lie, and I've believed that.
Have you tried it on anybody?
I wouldn't dare.
No, I wouldn't. No, I don't want anyone to die. I just want to.
And do you actually get a black belt? Is it a black belt?
Yeah, I've got a black belt, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So where did you say you wanted to go? 100 years old and you want to be, where do you want to be? Somewhere quiet?
Somewhere quiet, yeah. Chilling out.
Okay.
No one will bother me. Just me and like, me and the elements, me and the beach.
Yeah,
yeah, I'd like that.
I mean, how mad have you gone on? Oh, no, I want to know this. Have you ever had any holiday nightmares? Have you ever lost your luggage?
Yeah, when we went to Vegas, well, it wasn't a holiday. We were there to fight, but we lost our luggage for like 5 days. And being especially, so we went to Vegas early to try and get used to the time difference and stuff, because obviously I've got to fight somebody.
Yeah,
I don't want to be knackered.
Yeah, yeah.
So we went there a little bit early. I think it was like 10 days early. And then... our luggage didn't arrive. But obviously, we got a train. So we need clothes. Like,
of course you do.
Sweaty clothes all over the place. We had, like, the stuff that we travelled in, and we had to go to bloody, what's it called? The American version of Tesco, what's that called? Target, yeah.
Target.
We had to go to Target and buy a load of shit to train in and that. Yeah,
well, that's ideal. The worst thing that can happen. Can you imagine going all that way to have a fight and then your clothes go missing?
Wasn't ideal. I won the fight, though, so I'm not complaining. Everything went well.
Can you imagine if you had to go to a women's shop and you had to do it in drag?
Well, I don't fancy that. I don't fancy it.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
We're about to start our descent. It's time now for the quick fire round, okay? Mojito, what? This is not when you're fighting.
Okay.
Mojito or mint tea?
Mojito.
Alcar or Alcatraz? Would you rather go to prison or go on holiday with TV's Alan Carr?
Oh, I'd rather go to Alcatraz. No, obviously, I'd rather go on holiday with you.
Speedo or no?
What's no? Like,
would
naked?
Would you wear speedos? Oh my god, you can do however you want.
Oh, when you said no, I thought you meant like naked.
No. Would you wear badgie smugglers on holiday?
No, it's not really my style. Just a pair of shorts. Yeah.
Mile High or I'm Too Shy?
Can anyone else see?
No. It's a toilet. Yeah, it's not a glass box.
It's a struggle to get me and a woman in the toilet. Bloody hell! How big's the toilet? I'd have a go.
No, don't. I'm joking. With your wife. Trying to make you have an affair. Bungee jump. No, give me the hump. When you go on holiday. Do you ever go mad on holiday? Like, yeah, karaoke.
Yeah, I do a bit of that, but I ain't fucking jumping off a cliff.
Isn't that funny? I would rather jump off a cliff than have a fight.
Oh, you would? Oh, no. You won't catch me jumping off a cliff. No chance. No. Yeah. You know what? I always think, you know, stuff like that. I used to be like semi up for that. You know, like skydiving, bungee jumping. I've got 3 children, right? And I always think, imagine if I died, everyone would just be like, what a knob. when he's got like 3 kids, what a shit way to die when he's got kids.
I know. And I mean, listen, I'm much older than you, but when you get older, you realise life's dangerous enough as it is.
It's funny you should say that, because I went on a bike recently, a push bike. And I remember I used to ride a bike to school. It had no brakes on it and no seat. And like, if I get like in trouble, I'd just jump off it. Yeah. And now I was going a bit fast on the bike just down the road. I thought, fucking hell, I'm going a bit fast. They're like shitting it because I was going too fast on a bike. I remember when I was like 14, I had no seat and no brakes.
Yeah. And you'd have no helmet on, would you? You'd go around, da la la. Yeah, now you're like, yeah. And then last but not least, tip them or fuck them. We've talked about this. Do you tip them or do you think, ha-ha, never see
them? I am a tipper. If someone's nice, I'll always try and help them out if I can.
Oh, you're a good guy, Tom. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And let's, John, was he called John Jones?
John Jones is getting it.
Yeah, John Jones is going to get it. Ha!
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Thank you, Tom. That was so much fun. Thank you to all our frequent flyers. We really do appreciate you listening. Remember, guys, life's